This is the Real Pot Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening. And if you are on Tuesday when the show drops, I'm somewhere back in the hometown of Houston, actually, catching up with family and friends. Took off this week for my daughter's winter break in New York. So, yeah, I'm off. But instead of ghosting everyone until next week, I slapped together some of my favorite stories and parody ads that we've run so far. Although celebrity birthdays will be current at the end of the show, and doing the same thing on Friday before I'm back with all new shows the following Tuesday, the 25th. So, until then,
what we're gonna do right here is go back.
My favorite stories of the day.
I saw a report from Fox News on how an ear, nose, and throat doctor at an institute in Illinois discovered that Botox injections can help people burp. Yeah, burp. Fox quoted several doctors in the story saying injections to a specific spot on the throat can help people who have what these doctors call no burp syndrome. There's also a long scientific technical name for it, but we'll stick with no burp syndrome, which may sound like a syndrome a lot of us would like to have if wanting to avoid an embarrassing belch in public. But they say not burping out gas causes not only discomfort, but a move through the body to get out through another hole. If it ain't coming out one end, it's coming out another. And public farts are usually a bit more embarrassing than a burp. And at least one of the doctors said the flatulence can be excessive, this condition. So they say try over-the-counter options first, along with changes to the diet. But if all else fails, hey, Botox injections to the neck to induce burps to avoid gassing up the joint may not be so bad. I could start with a standard inverted pyramid lead, sorry for the journalism insider lingo, on how a city in Poland with a name I do not want to try and pronounce put out word that it broke a world record by convincing almost 200 people to take turns sitting in a small pool filled with ice water. But I think a better lead is to say somebody in a Polish city whose name I do not want to try pronouncing thought it would be cool for a bunch of people to take turns sitting in a small pool filled with icy water for a few minutes. Who thought that up? And then managed to get city officials and people to go along with this, all so they could win the Guinness World Records title for largest ice swimming relay. But no real swimming. No, Polski Radio's news site posted a picture of this, showing a guy inside what looked like a wooden frame that had clear plastic wrapped around it like saran wrap to hold the ice and water and almost 200 people who took turns getting in it. But the city? All right, I'll try it. Menzydrowa? Yeah, it's a beach town there on Poland's Baltic coast, so they're apparently laid back. It's a beach town, apparently laid back to do this, and they're in Menzydrowa. Apparently, they were cool enough because they did it. And, you know, not for nothing, but who went to the Guinness Book of World Records in the first place with something like this? And in South Africa, folks at a security company got a kick out of what happened in one of the homes that they were monitoring and decided to post what happened on Facebook. And what had happened was, on the day after Christmas, several panic alarm signals went off in the control room, and it was from one of their clients' homes that they were monitoring. So they sent a crew to check out what was happening at the home in Northdale because they said their first thought, of course, the client was in trouble. Well, they walked in and found a monkey had somehow gotten in and somehow decided the thing it wanted to take was the homeowner's panic button. Yeah, this MI7 National Group security firm did not say if the client was at home while the monkey was being a cat burglar, but did say the homeowner told them not to chase it. And they say that monkey kept on running and hitting the panic button until it finally went out of range. 43% of young adults in 2021 reported smoking weed within that year, as opposed to 34% 5 years prior in 2016 and 29% 10 years before. So, yeah, more adults are putting down drinks but picking up blunts. And imagine some young person high after sneaking outside to smoke a blunt, looking up to see an emu run by. Oh, they would just know they're high, and no one would believe them. But there has been one running around Mardella Springs, Maryland. Yeah, people in town there have been getting a kick out of seeing this emu, which state police confirmed made a break for it and ran off from its owner's farm New Year's Day. Emu must have thought, new year, new me, new freedom. And so people have been taking pictures and videos while county animal control, try to catch this emu and get it back to its owner. But in the meantime, county animal control workers are telling folks to stay away from the emu. They're not as usually as aggressive as ostriches can be, but I was once pecked on the hand by an emu while covering a story on a farm, and yeah, that may sound cute, but let me tell you, those beaks hurt. Back in a moment, but first, a word from a colleague.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg Age.
You can download the Jams Podcast Mix for free. Just Google search Jams Podcast Mix.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg Age.
Where are you going looking like that?
Relationships can be tough if the significant other is like this.
Who is this guy who keeps liking all your posts? He in your DMs too?
So for women who need a break, there's Sibonac. This chewable gummy will relax your nerves, ease tensions, and help you forget you once had better options.
Sorry, I just had a lot on my mind.
Sibonac. Spelled forwards or backwards, Sibonac's fast-acting tetrahydrocannabinol is an all-natural active ingredient. It will dull all held in frustrations over his shortcomings and allow for peaceful nights.
I'll bet your ex is still up. Why don't you call him?
Even if your loved one is being extra, ask your doctor about Sibonac. Side effects include munchies, forgetfulness, dry mouth, and sudden urges to search the house for long-lost items. More serious effects include the hairstyle and wardrobe changes, unemployed friends sleeping over and settling for substandard men. Users have experienced weight gain, depression as a result, and a loss of long hair after an impromptu trip to the beautician. Ask your doctor about Sibonac. Or not.
A relationship can sometimes require patience. But when patience is just not enough, try
Sibonac.
This chewable gummy with the ingredient tetrahydrocannabinol will relax your nerves.
Sibonac.
Turn those sounds out of her mouth into a soothing stream of gentle assurances and appreciation.
Sibonac.
Side effects include munchies, laziness, and inability to make it off the couch. Ask your doctor about
Sibonac.
It's just cannabis spelled backwards. Wow.
In Virginia, a Hampton police officer has been fired after being accused of hiring a hooker nicknamed Dream, who ended up being the cop's worst nightmare. WAVY-TV 10 is reporting the officer was fired the Tuesday before last, on the 7th, after it came out that he paid a prostitute $100 to have sex back on December 30th. Now, WAVY got a hold of court documents in Virginia Beach in which investigators say the officer told them he met up with her at an apartment, had sex, and then they both agreed to take a shower together. But for some reason, this cop did not bring her into the shower with him. Now, they say he just got in the shower and left a hooker in bed by herself with his phone, keys, and wallet all there with her in the bedroom. And she was no Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. No, cops say this Hampton police officer got out of the shower and quickly realized his hooker had no heart of gold. Keys, wallet, car, all gone. And his police badge and ID were in the car, too. So he had to call this in using a neighbor's phone because she took his phone. And Virginia Beach police say they tracked down his vehicle in Norfolk. It's where two people were inside. One was Dream, who cops say told them the other person in the car was her baby daddy. No reports of the baby daddy being arrested, but Alexis Dream Copeland was facing several larceny, theft, and prostitution charges, while the officer she tricked, Dron Harry, not facing any charges, but he's no longer a cop.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Well, maybe on vacation, but celebrity birthdays next.
He'll never do. But, oh,
ladies, are you tired of matching with guys on singles apps?
Yes, you could have stopped right there.
Only to get unsolicited pics of peckers?
Ugh.
Well, try Stumble. The Stumble dating app gives women the power to choose whether to see explicit pictures.
Nice. Nope.
Pics sent only after the sender fills out a required description.
And be honest.
And our embedded AI assistant, Becky, is teachable.
I do not want any man who talks about politics, D&D, or crypto.
So that women can use it to act as sort of a go-between and lead men towards more personally fulfilling conversations.
Are you telling these guys to watch Real Housewives? They keep talking about Dina's husband.
So stumble onto Stumble and stumble into love.
Are you telling these guys to watch Real Housewives? They keep asking about Dina's husband.
No!
It's not often that you'd want to lean in for a close sniff of toilet paper.
Ew.
But the rose-scented paper rolls from Rosie will make you want to press those nostrils up against a roll. And there, you can inhale the Rosie aroma soon to bless your bottom and feel the four plies of cotton ball softness about to caress your tush. Rosie bathroom rolls, because your butt deserves it.
Available nowhere.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 18th. Brad Packer, actor Molly Ringwald, is turning 57. See, reaching knees, type of heights, it come with a third eye. Andre Young, producer, rapper, and businessman Dr. Dre, 60 now. Actor Matt Dillon is 61. Wheel of Fortune co-host Vanna White, 68. Vinnie Barbarino, actor John Travolta, 71. Singer Randy Crawford, 73. Actor Cybill Shepherd, 75. Styx singer Dennis DeYoung is 78. And artist Yoko Ono is turning 92. Then on Wednesday, 11 in Stranger Things, actor Millie Bobby Brown, John Bon Jovi's daughter-in-law, might go somewhere to legally drink now. She's turning 21. Actor and producer Benicio Del Toro will be 58. Filmmaker and actor Justine Bateman, 59. Singer Seal. I don't know why so many were hating. I love this Super Bowl ad. He'll be 62. Actor Jeff Daniels will be 70. And singer, producer, and songwriter Smokey Robinson will be 85. Then on Thursday the 20th, singer, actor, and businesswoman Rihanna will turn 37. Comedian and former Daily Show host Trevor Noah will be 41. Comedian and actor Chelsea Peretti, 47. Backstreet Boys singer Brian Littrell will hit the big 5-0. And former supermodel and actor Cindy Crawford will turn 59. And that's a wrap for this fill-in version of Real Pod Newscast while I'm on vacation. But again, we'll pick up with new shows next Tuesday, the 25th, and we'll run another Best of So Far show like this on Friday. So hope you enjoy. Thanks as always for listening.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Shownuff.